अंतर्यामी लॉर्ड इज अंतर्यामी यामी मीन्स यमन वन विच हु कंट्रोल्स फ्रॉम इनसाइड अंतर्यामी सो ही इज कंट्रोलर रूलर इल्यूमिनेटर वन इन ऑल वासुदेव एंड अनदर नेम ऑफ वासुदेव इज गोविंद शंकराचार्य जी गुरुज नेम वॉज गोविंद पादाचार्य सो बाई द नेम ऑफ वासुदेव ही इज प्रोस्ट्रेटिंग शंकराचार्य इज प्रोस्ट्रेटिंग टू वासुदेव लॉर्ड कृष्णा एंड एट द सेम टाइम गोविंद पादाचार्य ऑल्सो वासुदेव योगिंद्रम योगिंद्रम हु इज योगी वन हु इज यूनाइटेड विद द लॉर्ड इज कॉल्ड योगी एंड अमंग ऑल योगीज He is Indra. Indra is king of all yogis. Vasudev Indra Yogindram. Natva. Prostrating. Whom? Jnana Pradam Gurum. Guru who gives Jnana. Pradam means, Dham means, Dadati. Pra means, Prakarsena Dadati. Prakarsena Dadati Jnanam. Guru. Guruji writes, Guru means, Gu means ignorance, Ru means remover, one who removes the ignorance, he is Guru. So your physics teacher is not Guru. Who is Guru? Guru is one who will remove your ignorance. Guru is bestower of knowledge, and in our scripture, we treat him like avatar. Why avatar? We know Lord as formless, nameless, but Guru is with form. He has got a name. Why call him avatar? Avatar means avataran. Avatarans, when the Lord from his own form comes down to my level, it is called avataran. Avatar. So the Lord has taken this form. Which form? The form of a guru. He has come down. Lord has come down many times. He has taken avatar for various specific reasons. Matsya avatar, Kurma avatar, Varaha avatar. For specific purpose also he has taken form. So the guru also has taken a form. How many types of avatars are there? So it is said one is the Purna avatar, when Lord comes with his all power, like Lord Krishna, Lord Rama, Bara Kala, Sola Kala Purna. When he comes with his full power, then it is Purna avatar. Sometimes he comes for Ansa avatar, second is Ansa avatar, for specific purpose. Bara avatar, when Hiranyaksha took away Veda and Prithvi inside the sea, he came as a Bara avatar and lifted Prithvi. Or he comes for a specific, like Ved Vyas ji, he came for a specific purpose for compiling the Vedas, only one purpose, for specific purpose. Mat Sapsar, Kurma Avatar, specific purpose, one purpose. It is called Ansa Avatar. Third is Aves Avatar. Aves Avatar means Aves suddenly, overpowering impact. All of a sudden he appears. Hatat. Like Hiranyakasapu wanted to know whether your Lord is there in this pillar or not. Prahlad said, yes. Can he appear? Yes. And he appeared. Hata. Draupadi called in Chirharna. He appeared instantly. Avesh avatar. Then Nitya avatar. Nitya avatars are sadhu and mahatmas are nitya avatar because we find vairagya, nobility and purity in them. They are nitya avatar. And the fifth one is mad anugraha avatar. Mad anugraha, for showering grace on me, he has taken form. And this Madanugra avatar is Guru. How Guru comes in your life, what are his qualities, how you will come to know that he is my Guru, this part we have discussed in our Sadhana Panchakam. How is avatar? Don't we say Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara? Brahma has got one job to do, only creation. Vishnu, sustenance. And Sivaji, Vijulishan. So Guru is Brahma, Guru is Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara. Not only that, Guru Reva Param Brahma. Guru alone is Param Brahma. He is above Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh also. Tasmai Gurve Namah. Sri Madhusudan Saraswati writes very well. Who is a Guru? What is his job? He says, Janmanek Satai Sadadhar Puja Bhakta Samaradita. When a Bhakta, because of his Punya of Koti, Janma Satai, Sata means hundred, hundreds of Janma, if you have done Punya Karma, Janma Anek Satai Sadadhar Puja Bhakta Samaradita, Bhaktai Vedik Lachanen Vidina. And according to the Vedic Lachana, you have done the puja and aradhana. At Vajrabhari it is said in the Vedas. That also we have seen in our Sadhana Panchakam class. Vedo Nitya Adhiyatam. Santushta Isa Swam. Isa means Ishwar. Who is Ishwar here? Saguna Nirakar. Not Saguna. Sakar, Sagun Nirakar, Ishwar. santushtah, he becomes happy with my puja and aradhana done according to the Vedic paddhati. Swayam sachat Sri Guru Rupena Kripya Drig Gochar San, he becomes Guru. Sachat Drig Gochar, I am able to perceive him now. Drig Gochar, I can see him. Why has come Kripya to savour his grace? He is compassionate. Prabhu tattam sadhu visodhya tarayati tam sansar dukkharmanat. That sadhu tattam visodhayati, he will tell you the tattva. Tattva means about the Atman or the Brahman, the tattva. Visodhya, in a simple way he will tell you. Tarayati tam sansar dukkharmanat. And by that you will cross the ocean of sansar, which is dukkharupa. So the job of Guru is to remove your ignorance, and so that you can cross this sansar, sansar of dukkha. Why it is said is compared to the ocean? Because ocean we can't see the other end. Is very difficult to cross ocean. Similarly, this sansar is very difficult to cross. Unless the Guru tells you this is the way you have to go, you can never cross it. Aisa hota hai, bola, haan. We have taken 84 lakh yoni of janma, so far we could not cross it, even up to today. Only when you come to the Guru, Guru will tell you, and then you can cross over this sansar. Moksha Vasudevendra Yogindran Natva Jnana Pradam Gurum Mumuchu Nam Hitarthaya. Mumuchu Nam Hitarthaya. What is the hit of Mumuchu? Mumuchu means who is desirous of liberation. And second qualification, he is ready to give up everything. Don't think you will get the sukh of this world also and the sukh of Brahman also together. No. The mumuchu should be ready to give up every worldly things. Mumuchu naam hitarthaya. What is the hit of mumuchu? If he gets liberation, it is hit. Moksha. What is moksha? Moksha is atyantik dukh nibritti and atyantik sukh prapti. This is moksha. You are getting sorrow from this world. All sorrow will end. Atyantik dukh nibritti and atyantik sukh prapti. You will get atyantik sukh prapti. So how that will happen? We are trying to find sukh in temporary places here, in object, emotions and thought, in body, mind, intellect. We are trying to find sukh here. But sukh is not there. Whole life we are trying to find out sukh outside. Every day, morning to evening, we are trying that. We are unsuccessful. Still we go on trying. The Lord says, or the scripture will say, that sukh is not outside, sukh is inside. The source of all sukh is inside, it's not outside. It is the inside sukh which we are superimposing on outside objects, persons and beings. So what we have to do? You have to take a U-turn. Instead of going out, go within. Where is the source? Source is within. Mumuchunam hitarthaya tattva bodho vidhiyate. For this avadiyate, we are expounding this tattva bodha. The bodha, bodha means the knowledge, knowledge of tattva. Tattva means that Brahman, that Atman. This is tattva. About this tattva, we are going to expound, we are going to discuss, we are going to learn and understand this tattva. What is the purpose and validity of this book? Who should read this book? So four things are generally said, and we call it technically Anubandha Chatushtay. Anubandha Chatushtay means who is adhikari, who should read this book. Number two is Vishay, what is the subject matter of this book. Number three is Prayojan, what will I get by studying of this book, Prayojan. And the fourth is Sambandha, what is the relationship between this book and the ultimate knowledge. So in the first verse itself, in the Mangalacharan itself, all these four points are covered. So if a person studies the Mangalacharan itself, he will be able to come to know who is adhikari, mumuchu is adhikari. One who wants liberation, he is adhikari. If you don't want liberation, if you don't want permanent sukh, you need not study this text. This text is meant only for those persons who want atyantik dukh nibritti and atyantik sukh prapti. If you are happy with the sukh of the object, emotions and thought from the sansar, don't come to the class, because you are not going to get that sukh here. So adhikari is mumuchu. What is Vishaya? Vishaya is tattva. Tattva means central message is about this Atman and Brahman. We are not going to talk about any worldly things. So the Vishaya, the subject matter of this text is tattva. Prayojanam. Prayojanam is mumuchu nam hitarthaya. Mumuchu namitartha means mumuchu hit is in mukti, in the moksha. And the desire for happiness is not an illegal desire or immoral desire. It's a valid desire. You should have that desire, that I want to get liberated. It's a valid desire. So this text will tell you about the prayojan, mumuchu nam hitarthaya. It will give you paramananda prapti. Paramananda you will get. And on the first day itself, I read the last two sentences of this book, in which Guruji has written clearly, what will you get? You may get established in your own self reading by only this one book. No other Veda, no Upanishad, no Gita, nothing is to be read. But that will happen when, if you are a Uttam Adhikari. If you are a Uttam Adhikari, this text alone is sufficient. Then the Sambandha. Sambandha is the association. This book is the revealer of the truth. Bodhak. It tells you about the tattva. And what is bodhya? Bodhya is known to be Atman or Brahman. So the relationship between this book and the tattva is, it is bodhak, it is revealer. And what is revealed? That tattva is revealed. So we call it bodhya bodhak sambandha, pratipadya pratipadak sambandha. These are two technical statements normally made for the sambandha. So this text reveals that tattva. Now we'll read on page number 9, the text begins with Sadhan Chatushta Sampanna Adhikarinam. Moksha Sadhana Bhutam. Tattva Viveka Prakaram Bachyama. This text is going to tell you about three things. We call it as a pratigya vakya, a promissory statement. What this text is going to tell you, 1, 2, 3. What are these three things? Sadhan chatushta sampanna adhikarinam. This text is meant for sadhan chatushta sampanna adhikari. So it will tell what is sadhan chatushta. Adhikari, one who should have this fourfold qualification. What is this fourfold qualification? Number one, moksha sadhan bhutam. Sadhan means, moksha means liberation. What is the means of liberation? Then, tattva vivek prakaram vachyama. Tattva vivek prakaram. Vivek prakaram, the methodology of inquiry, that also will be told. How to inquire? So the text must tell who is the adhikari, what qualifications are needed, number one. Number two, the means of liberation. How can I reach there, the tattva? You must tell me the sadhan also, means also. And the third is tattva vivek prakaram. I will tell you how to inquire, how to do it, the methodology of inquiry, that also will be told. And what will be the methodology? Methodology will be, it will be prashnottar, question answer time. The whole text is in prose order. And it is in question answer form. What the student expect, according to his expectation, everything will be told. So it is in prose order, it is in the form of question and answer, and whatever the student expect, the teacher or the book will tell in detail. So Guruji writes that this, the mode of discrimination, Guruji said, Vivek means it comes from the which dhatu, which means to discriminate. We all are discriminating, but in our ignorance, Guruji writes that we are discriminating between two unreal things. Throughout life, we have discriminated between two unreal things. Whether I should buy this blue shirt or whether I should buy this yellow shirt, both of them are unreal, anitya. We have done vivek of between two anitya vastu, always. And what is the liberation? The Amrit Bindu Upanishad says, abhichara krito bandha vicharena nivartate. This bandhan, this bondage, is because of you have not thought properly, you have not done vichar properly. Abhicharena kritena bandha. The bandhan is because of you have not done right thinking. Vicharena nivartate. Well, if you start doing correct thinking, nivartate. Because bandhan and moksha, both are in your head. Mana eva manushyana bandha moksha karma. Bandhan and moksha, both are here. Nobody has bound us or tied us with the rope. But we are tied. We are tied to our home. We are tied to our children. Bandh ke rakha hai children? No. But we are all tied. Where it is? This tie is here in the mind. And mukti also will happen here. It's not that mukti will start flying. Mukti ho gayi, now I will not be walking, I will be flying. So Guruji, right? What we have to do very nicely, right? We all are thinking, we all think from morning to night, from birth to death. But the question is, do we really think? Some thinking happens. And what we gather, we get emotions like worry, anger, tension, quarrel. This is our thinking. What is right thinking? He says, find out who are you? Are you this body? Try to find out who are you. This is right thinking. Trying to find out who are you means try to find out or try to discriminate between what is nitya, what is anitya, what is sat, what is asat. Once you start doing that, you will arrive at the truth. The moment you start trying to discriminate between sat and asat, you will find wonderful thing. What is this wonderful? That the whole world is asatya. It is anitya. It is impermanent. Acha. So the three main sentences of declarations are sadhan chatushtayam kim. Three questions will be answered. Sadhan chatushtayam kim. Tattva viveka kaha. What is the tattva? What is the methodology of inquiry? Tattva viveka kaha. Moksha kaha. What is moksha? These three questions will be answered here. So the first question is sadhan chatushtayam. So the text starts with that. Sadhan chatushtayam kim. Nitya nitya vastu vivekah.
Nitya nitya vastu vivekah.
Iha muktrartha phala bhoga viragah.
Iha muktrartha phala bhoga viragah.
Samadhi satak sampattihi.
Samadhi satak sampattihi.
Mumuchyuttam cheti. The fourfold qualifications are sadhan chatushtayam kim. Bale nitya nitya vastu vivekah. Bale we will have to differentiate between nitya and anitya vastu. So this is one. So the vivek. We all have got the vivek, but now that vivek is to be implied for one particular purpose. What is that? Bale nitya anitya vastu vivekah. We have to do the vivek of nitya and anitya vastu. And what is that? Slowly, one by one, Shankaracharya will take up each one of the statement. Each definitions will be taken up. Iha mutrartha phala bhoga viraga. Bole dispassion. Dispassion viraga. Viraga means bigata raga. No attachment, no liking. From where? Bole iha. In this world, amutra, other world. In ancient time, people used to do some yajna for swarga, other world. Now they don't do. We want swarga here only, in this life here. So no rituals for swarga, that is one. Here, amutra. So says the viragam is, we don't like sukh of this world or other world. Why you don't like sukh of this world or another world? Because they are temporary. Both here and amutra there also. Why? Chine punne marta loke visanti. You have gone to the swarg, you did the ritual. Whether you went to swarga or not, I don't know. I will tell you only when our death. After death you can find out whether you reach there or not. Let us accept the Veda say that you have done the ritual, you will go to the swarga. Accept it. How long will you stay? Is it a permanent citizenship? No. It's a temporary visa. Chine punne, martaloke vasanti, come back. Punne is over, you have to come back. So, iha amutra. Now you have to know that visiting the other loka also is temporary. If that is also temporary, am I still interested in temporary sukh? No. Not interested. Sarga sampatti, inner wealth, samadhi sarga sampatti. What are those samadhi sarga sampatti? Will come the details. Six type of inner wealth. We need wealth to buy sukh. Dollar chahiye na for going to Messi.
Nothing is free
here. But sometimes they say, you know, in one hotel of Sardarji it was written, roti is 2 rupees, dal is free. So one person went, he said, no, give me dal only. So here also you get, buy one, get one free. Or don't go and say, I don't want to buy anything, but give me whatever is free, available, give me. No. Sarta sampatti. So inner wealth is required. Why inner wealth is required? Inner wealth is required to buy this. If you want permanent sukh, you also need wealth. What is that wealth? That wealth is your inner wealth. So we'll see what are those inner wealth. Mumuchuttam. Mumuchuttam is desire to get liberation. Then what is discrimination? So nitya vastu viveka kaha.
Nitya vastu viveka kaha.
Nitya vastu ekam brahma tad vyatiriktam sarvam anityam. Nitya vastu ekam brahma sarvam. Ayam eva nitya anitya vastu viveka. This is nitya anitya vastu viveka. What is this? Nitya anitya vastu, you have to discriminate. You see, it is a natural inclination in all of us that we want sukh. There is nothing wrong about it. But what we are getting is only anitya sukh. Impermanent. So whole life we got only anitya sukh. From where? From sansara. Did jagat give you any permanent sukh? Aaj tak mila? Nahi mila. Aage milega? Nahi milega. So desire for sukh is not bad. But if you tell your mind that there is a permanent sukh also, so your mind will now come back. Your mind is reveling outside in the object, emotions and world, trying to get sukh. Desire for sukh is not bad. All beings, they want sukh. Nobody wants dukh. Why? Because we are sukh sarup. This is my nature. Dukh is a burden on me, it's not my nature. I desire sukh. And if you tell your mind, permanent sukh is also available, so that mind will now cooperate with you. How do we see that the whole drishya prapanch, the jagat, is anitya? And a anitya thing, a impermanent thing, can never give you anything permanent. Very scientific law. Can impermanent give you permanent? So, no. This body is only going to live for 100 years. Can it give me sukh for 1,000 years? Or 100,000 years? No. Cannot. So how do I prove that the whole world is anitya? So we have to prove that. First, the whole world is an effect, and there is a cause of this world. There cannot be an effect without a cause. One fat person came to Gurudev and said, Gurudev, I don't eat anything. And Gurudev, see the effect without a cause. This fellow is a fat. And he said he doesn't eat anything. See an effect without a cause. So if we are seeing this world is an effect, and effect must have a cause. And we also know this thing from the logic of spirituality, that effect is nothing but cause in different form. And when the cause is withdrawn from the effect, nothing remains. Gold ornament is an effect, and the cause of that gold ornament is gold. Withdraw the gold from gold ornament. Can you show me the form of ornament or the weight of that form? No, because the gold is gone. When the gold is gone, there is no form. So the world is an effect. There is a cause. If I withdraw the cause, the effect will not be there. So the drishya prapancha is anitya. Nitya or anitya? Anitya. Number one. Number two. The world is made up many, many parts. If one part is broken down, the assembly is also broken down. Like, car is an assembly of many parts. Ek chota sa chakka puncture ho jata hai, car is, becomes invalid. If one part is destroyed, the whole assembly is destroyed. So this also consists of many, many things. Sun, moon, this, lot of things are there. If one part goes wrong, it's impermanent. Number three. It is a law that the whatever is seen is inert and perishable. We are seeing the whole world. Law says, yad drishyam tad jaram tad vinasyati tad nasvan tad nasvaram. Yad drishyam tad jaram tad nasvaram. There is one more statement after that also, but you will not be able to understand it now. Tat nasvaram, tat asat is not there. If I say the world is not there, you will not accept it. So I am not saying that statement now. Once you read the scriptures, you will come to know that part of, fourth part of that also is correct. So what is the law? Yad drishyam, whatever is seen, tad jadam, that is inert, tat nasvaram, that is perishable, tat asat, that is not there. Ab batao. Whatever you see, you tell me whether that is perishable or not. sun, moon, tree, plant, building, whatever you see, it's all in this world. You see the thoughts in your mind. That are also Naswar is coming, going, coming, going, coming, going. Thoughts in mind also, Naswar. So whatever is seen is inert. Why we say inert? Because it is made of Prakriti. You have seen that in chapter 14, Bhagavad Gita, I explained that the whole bhogayatanam, bhoga sadhanam, bhogya vastu, bhoga loka, 14 lokas, these are all made of Prakriti. If you have not attended class, how will you come to know? Thus Prakriti has made this body, the gross body, the subtle body, the all 14 lokas, the lokas, 7 upper lokas and the 7 lower lokas, and all bhogya vastu, whatever we enjoy in this world, is also made by the Prakriti. And the Prakriti is inert. Who is sentient? Well, this is sentient. Whole thing is inert. So, yad drishyam, tad jalam, tat nasvaram and tat asat is not there. We are trying to prove that the whole jagat is impermanent. First point, jagat is an effect. Number two, it is made of so many things, parts. Number three, it is seen. Whatever is seen is inert. It is perishable and it is not there. Khatam. Fourth, it has got utpatti and vinash. Whole world we see there is utpatti. It is manifested and unmanifested. Continuously this process is going on, utpatti and vinash. There may be other reasons also which you can contemplate and find out. Now, this is anitya. Whole jagat is anitya. And one vastu is nitya. And that is Brahman. Apply these four on this Brahman. What was the first point? It is an effect. The whole world is an effect. Is Brahman an effect? Brahman is cause. What type of cause is this? Brahman ka baap kaun hai? It's causeless cause. There is no cause of Brahman. We call it causeless cause. We say na swayambhu. Swayambhu means swayam bhavati iti swayambhu. So Brahman is swayambhu. So on that nitya vastu, first point is not applicable. Second point, whole world is made of parts. Bolo, he is homogeneous mass, no parts here. Number three, we see the whole world, we can't see him. Number four, utpatti and vinash, no utpatti and vinash. Therefore, he is nitya, all other things are anitya. Aaya, maja aaya? It's very scientific. Why he is nitya? Why the whole world is nitya? First we have to prove how it is anitya. Contemplate on this class over. 45 minutes gone. Oh.
Shishyati Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyati Om Shanti.